It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. And welcome down to Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. On this March 11th, 2023, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, teeing it up today with John Rieger, and we are at the 13th and Central entrance of Ferg's in our 19th hole clubhouse studios. Just a driver away from Tropicana Field, where it's been very active all week with spring training games. And it's active each and every week down here in downtown St. Pete. And on the T40, we bring you the PGA champions, LPGA. We're going to be talking collegiate here as the spring progresses, as well as high school starting next week, in fact. And on the T40 now, if you have a charity event, I just want to put this promo before we head into the conversation with John and Carrie and the gang. We're putting together quite a team. Tom Gribbins, Carrie McNally, and... Patty the Cart Girl, a lot of interesting personalities out there. We're going to be sponsored by Shipyard Beer, Sea Dogs Brewing, and of course, Ice Pick Vodka. And now we got John Rieger has got everything up and running on the TFloridaGolf.com. And each and every day, you'll find some interesting tidbit, advice, humor, lifestyles. John Rieger, he's the man with the plan. He's the PGA of America teaching professional, the anchor on the show. And, of course, we had a great time Monday at the Super Bowl of Golf. Carrie McNally, comedian golfer, he'll join us about 11:15. And then we'll do a little promo again for a very great cause. We'll be talking about the Stephen and Oakley Foundation Golf Tournament. We'll talk to Edmund quickly. They need some foursomes and some help there. Then I've got a surprise, Alex Reba, who usually helps us with college basketball, football. He's just a savant of sports. He's going to be calling in live from the Players. Give us a little preview of what's going to take place today as they just wound down round number two. And then, of course, John and I'll wind things down the last 20 minutes. Right now, let's bring John Rieger into the conversation. He's up there at Crescent Beach, Florida. And, God, buddy, it was great seeing you on Monday. I'll tell you, that was fun.
Well, what a wonderful time at the NFL Alumni Super Bowl of Golf. It's the Tampa Bay Chapter Qualifier. And it was just a pleasure to be able to be serving as a rules official for that tournament and determine the team that's going to go on to the Super Bowl of Golf. The NFL alumni, they have chapters all over the country. They have usually every NFL city has one, and they have some cities that don't have an NFL team, but they have a chapter of the NFL alumni, and their motto is caring for kids, and they have a special project they're raising money for in Tampa. It's called Jordan Park, and it's for kids that are able to get a little bit more exercise out there, get away from the video screens, and they've actually themed it like a mini football stadium, and these kids can get out there and they can run the 40-yard dash just like they see their favorite stars do on TV, and it's for boys and girls of all ages, and so they're raising money for that. But Carrollwood Country Club, what an excellent venue to have a tournament like that. And, yeah, you and I got to drive around a little bit. We had some Ice Pick vodka and some cigars, and we got to see the Tampa Bay cheerleader alumni was in each group keeping score for everybody, and nice luncheon afterwards, so... kudos to Carrollwood Country Club for being our host, and congratulations to NFL alumni for raising some money, caring for kids, and doing some good in the Tampa Bay community.
Weren't you impressed with the first drive you've ever seen me be a part of on a golf course? What did I hit that baby, about 440?
Well, you know, actually, for our listeners out there, they're probably thinking this guy's he's delusional out there, but no, actually, to our listeners out there, I think it was further than 440, but it wasn't a drive that was hit. It was a drive that was shot, meaning it was shot out.
You don't have to spoil all the fun.
But, yeah, we had the Golf Today Challenge, Matt Donovan's group. They travel all over the country doing charity golf tournaments, and it's a fun deal. You step on the tee, you put some money in for charity. They give away a lot of little perks just for putting your money in. I think it's like $100 to force them. And everybody gets to take a shot at it, and they have a closest to the pin prize. Well, this thing can launch a ball almost 500 yards. In fact, we had to do it on a par 5 out there. And I kid everybody not that, you know, Mikey did have one of the longest drives today using a cannon. So, you know, maybe not so much as your swing is described as a fist fight in a telephone booth, but this time you shot it out there well over 440 yards. So congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That was years of practice and preparation with a 16-gauge as a young man in the fields of South Dakota and Iowa chasing down pheasants. So I had some previous expertise in pulling that trigger, my friend. Hey, let's pull the trigger on the Sea Dogs Ice Pick leaderboards. You want to handle that, or I got it in front of me? It's your call, as they wound things up this morning about 9:30, and they're getting ready to, round three is in progress as we speak.
Well, Mike, why don't you pull that up, and I've got a couple additions to that leaderboard, a couple stories that happened this week at the Players' Championship that might be interesting to our listeners out there.
Well, on top of that leaderboard is Adam Svensson, the Canadian. He sits at 9-under, followed by Scotty Scheffler at 7-under. Minwoo Lee, 6-under. Christian Bezenhout, I can't believe I pronounced that properly. Colin Morikawa, Chad Ramey, he had the first day lead, and boy, he struggled. He had a triple bogey yesterday. There were, I think on 16, 22 balls in the drunk yesterday, 18 on Thursday, I know for a fact. So it is it's living up to its reputation for certain.
Well, yeah, you know, actually the start of the show, obviously, with the Players' Championship every year is that 17th hole and the Island Green out there. And one of the interesting things that happened on day one was Hayden Buckley, 27 years old, playing in the Players' Championship. He started on the backside. He hit a 125-yard shot into the hole. It was only the second shot of the day on the hole itself. And so too bad we weren't up there in the media center because he bought drinks for everybody.
Jarred that baby.
But, you know, you think about hole-in-ones at golf tournaments. Yeah, there have been 40 aces in the tournament history of the Players' Championship, and 35 of those have been at TPC, the right across the street at Sawgrass Country Club, where they started the tournament out. And but this is something very interesting, and there's a little local tie on this. So he was the 11th person to make a hole-in-one on the 17th hole. And earlier this summer, we got to take our families to the World Golf Hall of Fame, and they had an exhibit for the 17th hole, and they had a picture of the 10 people so far that made a hole-in-one on that hole, the Players' Championship, and now he was the 11th. And one of them, I think he was like 7th or 8th, is Brian Clare. Brian Clare graduated from the University of Tampa, and he was well-known in the Tampa Bay circles, played 15 years on the PGA Tour, and now he's actually the tournament director for the Champions Tour itself. But it's kind of funny, and every year they always run the highlights of people making a hole-in-one. But, you know, that 17th hole is also, it could be a scene of disasters. You know, one of the themes this week is they always say, well, why isn't the Players' Championship the fifth major? Well, I think there's a couple reasons for it. And one of the reasons is you just had somebody yesterday, the tournament leader, take a 9 on the hole on 17. It just was a total disaster, hitting the ball in the water a couple of times. And he was, you know, goes from being the leader to being way down the leaderboard. So the golf course is a little tricky, I think. You know, most championship golf courses, and I talk about championships being hosting of major championships, are those kind of golf courses that, you know, they're not trickery. You know, if you hit a great shot, you're rewarded. If you hit a good shot, you're rewarded. Well, here at TPC, you only have to hit great shots to get rewarded, because if you hit a good shot, you might end up in a place you're going to take a triple bogey in a heartbeat. So it's a little trickery, but that's what Pete Dye's known for, golf course architect with it, especially that 17th hole, which, again, is the star of the show this week at the Players' Championship.
Yeah, well, you know, they talk about, you know, the no-cut. We'll talk about that after we visit with Kerry. But a couple of things. You know, it has the feel of a fifth major, you know, $4.5 million purse. You get 600 FedEx points. And it's the 50th year, as you alluded to over there, the 48th on the stadium course. But two notables. One, John Rahm, of course, had to step out because of a stomach illness. And Rory McIlroy, I mean, and that's intriguing. That's interesting. He missed the cut.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the Golf Channel this morning. I always enjoy watching the pregame show live from the Players' Championship this week, is what it's called. And I think, you know, they're talking about Rory being overly involved with the tournament policy board. He seems to be the ambassador for the PGA Tour now, and the one player that's trying to keep everybody together and go against the LIV Golf Tour. So they're saying that basically his duties are taken away. They're distracting from his ability to compete at the highest level. But I don't think so. TPC is just a very difficult golf course and just obviously wasn't on top of his game this week. And if you're just a little bit off, it shows dramatically.
Well, we should probably have Willie Nelson's on the road again before we bring this. Kerry McNally into the conversation because he is on the road again. Last week, Austin, Texas. This week, he's on his way down to Sarasota. Are you auditioning for the circus down there, my friend?
No. The Ringling Museum, by the way, is absolutely world class. If you ever get a chance to come down here, circuses as we know it have ceased to exist, right? Because of nobody wants to go and see animals anymore in that situation. But now you can go to Cirque du Soleil. I am not doing the circus this weekend. I'm doing the comedy at a private party, like at the luncheon this afternoon, which I'm really excited about. The Sarasota area has a Prestancia, which is the TPC golf course down here in Sarasota that's private, but it's a gorgeous golf course if you ever get a chance to play that track. There are a lot of great golf courses in the Sarasota area. Not playing golf today, down here doing some comedy, making some people laugh, and having some fun. But I am so excited to talk with you guys about Full Swing because I finally watched the Joel. Is it Domin? Is that
well, we were afraid this might happen. We're losing Kerry, and I appreciate him, though, taking the time to at least attempt this. We thought we might have some communication issues going south down there to Sarasota. We'll have him live in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios next week, and I'm going to need him because my anchor, my right-hand man, is going on a cruise and leave me by myself. We probably better tape record the show so the audience sticks around.
Well, since Kerry must have experienced the solar flare, now it's time for our weekly Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, walking in from his Backyard Golf Association golf course weather station, which isn't that sophisticated. I think it involves holding a wet finger up and maybe an old-time mercury thermometer, but the weather in Gainesville at the Backyard Golf Association is absolutely gorgeous. 66 degrees out there, 44% humidity, 7 on the UV index. Everybody put your sunscreen on. Winds out of the north-northwest, 7 miles per hour. So when you add all that up, and it's just like that all over the state. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I know it's not officially the spring yet, but it's coming close, and the pollen's out there, and everything's blooming, and it's warm, and golf courses are just at their peak with all the snowbirds and people down for spring training. And so it's a good time to get out and enjoy the festivities. But the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report is brought to you by Yanking Crank. And Mike, you brought up earlier on the tfloridagolf.com, we launched it last week. We actually have a spot in there for all of our sponsors and partners. Yankee Crank being one of them. All you have to do is go to tfloridagolf.com and click on Yankee Crank. You buy a hat right there. We need to buy a hat. Everybody, get out there and buy a hat. Buy a Yankee Crank.
And our other sponsors were ecstatic when I showed them what you'd set up, and very impressive, my friend. Hey, can we go back to this? They just came out with the mandate, the no cut, and I think it's 16 events, and here we are at the Players Championship, and Rory McIlroy, the world's number three, doesn't make the cut. That's kind of interesting. The world's number one, Everyone in the top 10, with the exception of Cam Smith, was in this field to start this week. And that's why it's such an interesting leaderboard. But John Rahm, he was playing well, very well. And then, of course, he had the stomach flu. And then, of course, Roy did not make the cut. And as you said, a lot of the conversation is he spending too much time being the ambassador and the leader? He doesn't think so. But he may step back and rethink that after the last 2 days' play.
Well, Mike, here's an issue that's come up, and I think it may be one of the things that this time of year especially, I know that remind everybody to go ahead and adjust your clocks tonight for daylight savings. But this has been like the fifth tournament this year where they've had to have a Saturday morning cut. And sometimes it's weather-induced. They had thunderstorms there last night, and so they couldn't finish up that last hour and a half or so of golf on the golf course. But yet, there's just too many people in the field before you make the cut. To be able to, get around. I mean, they're playing golf in 5-hour rounds. Well, these are the And even they're on the clock, and they just can't get around fast enough. There's just not enough space on the golf course until you get the daylight savings time. So with that in mind, I think these no-cut fields will help that out. However, yeah, who wants to watch Rory McIlroy when he's five over par after two rounds? He's probably not going to get that much better, you know, and he's not really going to be on TV. He might be in the premier grouping. So I'm not sure about this no-cut deal, but the rich get richer. And, you know, James Hahn, who's a he was also on the PGA Tour Policy Board. He's 42 years old. He's won a couple times out there on the PGA Tour. And he just finished up being on the Policy Board. And he was concerned there's going to be a two-tier tour. You're going to have the regular tour events. Like right now, you know, there's over last week, it was the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That was the elevated designated event, and that'll be a no-cut next year. But there was the Puerto Rican Open going on at the same time. Nobody paid attention to it, even though it's a PGA Tour event. So I'm not so sure, you know, if that's the best thing to do is create these two-tier tours. The avid golf fan's going to love it, but the rich are just going to get richer on that. And so Rory, instead of checking out with $0, paying his caddy, paying his room and whatever else he had to do of his gas for his private jet, you know, making no money. Next year he'll probably walk home with $50,000 just for finishing last.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, his comments, and it is a little concerning because, you know, the Hondas we talked about, I'm heading up to the Valspar this coming week, thanks to you, and that's another event that, you know, will have a watered-down field, if you will.
Well, yeah, so all in all, I think that when you start looking at the way the PGA Tour is restructured, it, all the criticism that has been given to the LIV Golf Tour, they're doing the same exact thing as the LIV Golf Tour. They're just playing 72 holes versus 54. That's probably the really big difference on it. And, yeah, for listeners out there, LIV Golf is coming to Orlando. It's coming through our listening area in Lake George, and we plan on being there and seeing what that's all about.
Well, I think we should get some. I definitely would like to. I think we should get some media credentials, and we'll run over there. Maybe I can meet you there, or I'll go over and represent and get there on Friday. I can take care of some business as well. Speaking of taking care of business, you're listening on the T Florida. Of course, our sports channel, the Florida Sports Stream, will be up and running this month. We'll experiment next week on the T Florida Golf Reporter. We'll be on that as well. And our flagship on our network is WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400, and Lake City, Gainesville, WGRO AM 1250, WDSR AM 1340, and that's up in John's neck in the woods.
Well, Mike, you know, it's great that we're Florida's fastest growing radio show, and looking forward to expanding it even further, especially on the stream. That's going to be great because we're joined by a bunch of great shows that not only cover golf, but all sports, whether it's fishing, racing, football, baseball. So looking forward to that, and appreciate everybody's support, especially the folks down at Sea Dog and Ice Deck who have been just wonderful supporters of our golf tournaments. In fact, they made the day for us on Monday at the NFL Alumni Tournament because we had plenty of swag from Sea Dog and Ice Deck and Ferg to give away to some of the winners. In fact, one of the winners who won that was Christina Kim, who is the current LPGA Tour player, multi-tournament winner out there. And she had a day off, and she came and played with a wonderful young man that we'll have on our show in the future, Steve Perez. And looking forward to interviewing him. He's a 12-year-old scratch golfer. So all in all, thank you to our sponsors. We look forward to having our listeners expand their ability to listen in on the FloridaStream.com.
Hey, let's take a break. Our last segment, you and I will talk about that youngster, the next Tiger Woods. I was extremely impressed. Let's take a break here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida, on this March 11th, a Chamber of Commerce Day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Come on down on this March Madness weekend. We'll make certain that we've got the players on one of the 104 televisions, of course, all the conference basketball action, and then we're looking forward to Selection Sunday. Got a big concert down here tonight as well. So, yeah, the heart of downtown 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field, we are the music as well as sports hub of the Edge down here in downtown St. Pete. A conversation with Kerry McNally, though short, was brought to you by our good friends at Shrimpy's Waterfront. My good buddy John over there, and he wants to remind people, if you're over on the beach, he's got 22 televisions, and he'll be ready for March Madness so you can watch your favorite team. And they'll be throwing up some specials starting next Thursday as well. And now, something that's always near and dear to our heart, and of course our sponsors for this, is Ice Pick and Sea Dogs, and that's how we get involved with charitable organizations. And we've had Carol Walker on, and we're going to have Edmund Walker on right now. He is the president, and he is the president of the foundation, the firefighter Stephen Coakley Foundation. How are you, my man?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Not too shabby. Well, actually, I shouldn't say too shabby. It's a gorgeous day. We're in paradise. Yeah, I'm doing superb. And you guys are doing a super thing in the community. We love to get behind anything that has to do with law enforcement, first responders, teachers, veterans, and this is a great cause, and it's your first annual. And it's up there at Bardmore, our buddy Bob Daly as well, and you know how easy he is to work with. So you need some more foursomes. We got to generate some troops. Is that right?
Absolutely. We need players. We've got a few more sponsor opportunities open, but the big thing we need help with is, being the first year, we need players to come join us and find out what we do and support us.
Well, let's talk about the Stephen Coakley Foundation, a little bit about him. God rest his soul. Kerry did a superb job, but people may not have heard that conversation. Why don't you give us a little history here, please?
Stephen was a firefighter in New York City who was killed on 9/11 in the terrorist attacks, and he had been building a retirement home in Madeira Beach that he was eventually going to retire to. Unfortunately, we lost Stephen on 9/11, and we created the foundation in his memory and in memory of the other 342 firemen that we also lost. And this, the golf tournament is a big fundraiser for us that we've run in Charlotte, North Carolina for a long time, and now we're trying to build it in Tampa down at Stephen's home.
Well, I applaud you, and we need more people in the forefront. It's $150 a single, $500 foursome. Very, very attractive. Tell the folks what they get and everyone. And we've got Sea Dogs on board, I know for sure. I know we got Shrimpies on board. We're getting Fergs on board. I'll dig up a couple of more gift baskets and pin prizes for you in the meantime.
We've got a great day planned on the golf course. It'll start with a lunch to start with, and then golf. We'll have drinks flowing on the golf course, and then afterwards we'll have a raffle with some food afterwards, and a lot of participation from local firefighters, first responders, so it should be a great day.
All right, my man. How do people get a hold of you? Is this correct? FF Stephen Coakley, COAKLEY.org. Or do you want him, at this stage of the game, do you want him to give you a call? Let us know the message you want us to put out there.
Go to the website, and it's Stephen with a V. Or if they want to reach out to me on my cell phone, I can get them connected also.
Perfect. All right, my friend. I'll make certain that we have some presents up there. That's a Monday. That's a good day for us. I'll be talking to you and Kara in the meantime. We'll get you some more pin prizes, as I said. And, of course, we'll get you some swag from Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Fergs, and on the T Florida to give out as well. How's that sound?
That would be awesome. Thank you.
All right, man. Look forward to meeting you. And that's a great cause. And that's the first annual Florida FF Stephen Coakley Foundation Golf Tournament. And that's April 3rd, Monday, at Bardmore, one of our favorite tracks. And they do a lot in the world of hosting. Yeah, they did our Fergs event up there. We did the Boca Ciega. And I always enjoy getting involved in those, John. They're for great causes, kind of like what we did with the Super Bowl of Golf.
Yeah, tournaments like this, they strike close to home for us. We have a son who's a firefighter in the city of Ocala, and I can tell you that these guys and gals are just patriotic, hardworking, sports-loving, and especially golf-loving group of people. Let me tell you, these firefighters, I know they have, they risk their lives every day for us, and I can tell you that when they get together, though, in the spirit of raising some money for their fellow brothers and sisters, I can tell you that we're 100% behind it. We're looking forward to the first annual tournament, and hopefully they'll get a good turnout, sell that thing out, and make its footprint as an annual must-do event in the Tampa Bay area for years to come.
Hey, I got to ask you, have you, I'm certain you have, you've played there over where the Players is at?
Yes, I have. I've had the opportunity. I used to work for the PGA Tour. I was in their TPC organization, and our headquarters are at the PGA Tour headquarters. So by virtue of that, and being a PGA golf professional playing in PGA events and working for the PGA Tour, I've had probably had more of my share of opportunity to play on that golf course. And to me, it's one of the toughest golf courses that I've ever played. And that's just not me saying that. If you walk up to anybody who's getting ready to tee it off in the final round of that tournament, they would concur. It is statistically one of the toughest golf courses. There's so much trouble that you can get into. You got to be on your short game, or you're going to be three putting all day and chipping it from one side of the green to the other. It's expensive to play there now, too. I saw the other day where it's over $600 to play golf there. And I look at that from a standpoint of, I didn't even pay attention to that anymore because, I haven't played there in years, obviously, since I've been working for them. But it's like, how much is a Lamborghini? I have no idea what a Lamborghini costs. It's on my radar screen because I'm not even thinking about it the same way. I don't think most people realize that it's that expensive to play TPC.
Well, we got a young man that's actually there. He's going to give us a little preview of what it's going to be like today up there. And he's Alex Reba. He's my college and pro football and baseball and soccer savant, typically on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. He's ecstatic today because his His Penn State Nittany Lions won against Northwestern in the Big Ten Conference Championships, and they advanced. So he's on a super high today, and he's kind enough to give us a call on a play day up there at the Players. What's going on, young man?
Doing great, Mike. I was going to say, if you didn't lead with the Penn State Nittany Lions news, I would have been disappointed.
Listen, I know better than to do that. You may have hung up on me, but it certainly was a great day for you Nittany Lion fans. So are you a golfer? I mean, you're a man. Man for all seasons. I know that, but you a golfer as well?
Exactly. So golf is my passive weekend, you know, hobby. Anytime I get an invite to go out on the links, I'm there. But I wouldn't say it's at the top of my sports priorities list. But I love keeping up with the Masters and the PGA Tour and anything that has to do with sports. So, I mean, we're at the fifth major, one might say, today, and it's absolutely as exciting as I thought it would be, you know.
So were you there early enough today to watch them wind down the second round from yesterday?
Unfortunately, we were in the parking lot just as Rory was finishing up his final shots from yesterday, and I wanted to get out there because he's my favorite golfer on the tour right now, and unfortunately we just missed him, and he didn't have the best round this weekend, but we got here just in time to catch some guys coming around the 17th, and man, is that a spectacular hole, and I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys make the turn here later today.
Well, you're one of those unfortunate fans that John and I are talking about, because they've now in 2024 instituting a new no-cut policy, and you would have appreciated that today to go see your favorite Rory playing at the fifth major. So who are your eyeballs on today? Who do you like?
Cool. I mean, that's a great question. We got a good feel today. I'm always a big fan of Morikawa's game. He's had a good tournament up to this point, so I'd like to see him continue that. I always think that, I wish Spieth had played a little better too. He fell out of contention, and that was a little disappointing. I don't know. Who do you got your eyes on? I'm kind of just getting my feel. I wasn't able to watch the first two rounds of this tournament. So you tell me, Mike, who should I have my eyes on?
Well, I tell you what, John, of course, John, say hello to Alex Reba. You'll enjoy this young man. He's got more gray matter and a quarter of his brain than me in my entire lifetime, and that's why I like to have him participate. But you take a look at this leaderboard, and there's a lot of names. You don't follow golf closely, you won't recognize. We do,
exactly,
because it's something that we pay attention on a weekly basis. I think I like to call him the new Big Easy. The new Big Easy is Ernie Els.
We know, Alex, I like the way you led off with your Nittany Lions making it into the March Madness. I have to throw myself about my alumni, the College of Charleston. We have won the Colonial Athletic Conference. We punched our ticket to March Madness, so we're looking forward to the big pairings party. I believe it's tonight or tomorrow night, I guess. So when is that, Alex, when they're going to figure out who plays who?
Exactly. Yeah. Congratulations to Charleston. We almost played each other in the preseason tournament they had up in Charleston. I wanted to get to that. Unfortunately, I didn't. And unfortunately, Penn State didn't meet you guys because Virginia Tech knocked us out of that. But Charleston's had a heck of a year, just like Penn State. And I can talk all day about that, because Penn State basketball is finally back in the big dance for the first time since 2011. And that's real exciting to me.
John Rager, do not ask him Penn State questions.
You've derailed the conversation.
Nittany Lion show, my God. And he could talk to you about lacrosse, their cross-country team. He could break down the 4x1 men's track team. This guy is a walking Nittany Lion encyclopedia.
Well, you know, there's probably a close connection between Charleston and the Nittany Lions, because the Charleston are the Cougars, and you got the Nittany Lions, so they're somewhere almost in the same species there. But hey, you know, we're famous for On the Tee Florida having a golf show, and we talk about other sports that breaks out. We'll talk about NFL football and NCAA basketball, what have you. But hey, getting back to the topic about the Players Championship, Alex, if I was going to keep an eye on anybody out there today, it'd be interesting to watch would be Scottie Scheffler. Right now he's 7 under mm-hmm. par. He tees off in about just under an hour there. And I think as far as someone who I think can handle this golf course, and he's going to be hanging around, on the last day on the back nine as one of the leaders, I would put my money on him.
Now that's a name I know as a majors kind of tune in type of guy who doesn't get to follow the PGA from week to week. Who's a name that I and I'm sure many other listeners don't necessarily know that's at the top of that leaderboard that Mike was talking about?
Well, I'm going to give you one right now. He's tied for 30, minus six, one behind Scotty. He goes off at 12:31. His name's Minwoo Lee. And Minwoo Lee is a very interesting character. A lot of people haven't heard about him, but once they take a look at him and see him swing a golf club, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about. You know, he led the Korn Ferry Tour last year. He's got the most unusual follow-through. You know, as a golf professional, and you're working with a lot of students, we try to get them to, when they hit a golf ball, hold their finish, stay balanced at the finish, pose like it's a golf trophy, right? You should see this guy when he hits the golf shot. His right foot comes off the ground. He's flailing around. He's jumping around. He's the one that had the cramp on the first round. He had to tee off, and he was hobbling all over the place. It's going to be a real treat. That's somebody that, you know, what you ought to do in the next 45 minutes, just go to the first tee and watch all the leaders tee off. He'll be one of them, and that'll be a real treat to see him actually tee off. You'll laugh as soon as you see him finish his golf swing.
I love a good strange swing, especially as someone who doesn't have the cleanest of golf swings. I mean, I still have my baseball swing creeping in, so still trying to eliminate that myself. I can always appreciate someone who doesn't do it by the book. But give me the breakdown on Svensson. You know, he's 9-under at this point. Is he going to keep that up?
He's Canadian, I can tell you that, Alex.
Yeah, I did do that.
Well, he's one of those people that I'm not quite sure if he's going to have staying power on the leaderboard. Yeah, after 36 holes. And this is typical in most tournaments, but especially this tournament, since the golf course is so difficult. Even though it's not golf's fifth major, it's got a major championship atmosphere. Even the course condition is so nice; it rivals Augusta National when you talk about the beauty of the golf course and the quality of the turf grass. So I'm not so sure that he's going to be around at the end of the board on top, you know, at top of the leaderboard at the end of the day. So I don't really know much about him, and that's because he really hasn't done a whole lot out there. So maybe this is going to be his breakthrough tournament. And that's also one of the knocks against the tournament as far as not being a major is that the history of it, you've got some great champions like Jack Nicklaus and Roy McIlroy and all those, but you have a lot of people that have won that you never heard of again, especially, for example, like Craig Perks, who won it, I think, 20 years ago. You know, he had that unbelievable finish where he chipped in for eagle on 16, birdied 17, chipped in for birdie on 18 to win. Obviously, he's doing golf commentary now on the Sky Sports Network where he's not even on the tour anymore. So you have a lot of winners like that, too. They're, you know, one-win wonders. So, but if you just go to that first tee, yeah, you watch the leaders, and then the way that golf course is set up, you've got the stadium-style mounds everywhere. You've got a good view of just about every hole, about every shot. And sometimes it's a treat afterwards, or just to watch them hit balls on the range. You know, what will happen is everybody tees off. Well, the morning people will be finishing, and, hey, they go out in the range and they practice. And so you get to see some interesting swings. I believe you can use your cell phone as long as you keep it on silent and take some video of some golf swings and take a look and do your own swing analysis on some of these people.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, you touched on the quality of the course here, and that's easily what struck me just as I walked in on the 16th hole. Is it's just absolutely gorgeous fairways, so well maintained. I mean, when you're on the PGA Tour, you're going to see some of the nicest courses in the world, but the ability to kind of, like you said, bounce around from hole to hole, you know, you got the 9 and the 18 back-to-back there, and I thankfully have tent access, so I can just kind of walk across and see guys trying to chip in on 9 and then see guys coming around the turn on 18. It really is something special. And we have a beautiful day, unlike yesterday at that end, which caught a couple people I know in quite a torrential downpour. Hopefully that stays away for the rest of the tournament, and we can keep watching some great golf out here. And like you said, it is such a fascinating tournament due to the fact that you know, anybody could win, and big purse, big money, big entertainment.
$4.5 million
at stake. One more thing, Alex, you need to keep in mind there is, you know, now we live in such a cashless society, you're going to need to up your credit line because Michelob Light beers, I think, are $12.50 a piece. I think they're pretty proud of that price there. So hopefully you got enough credit line to pay for the beer and your tank of gas on the way home.
Exactly. Yeah, the prices are steep, like any other event, but you just got to find the find the deals, and I'll probably have to get myself a polo or a quarter zip steak home.
John, you're talking to a young man that travels the entire country, and he's a rocket ship at Raymond James Financial, moving up the ladder, and cost is. It is no issue for him to go to a great sporting event and to get to it. And I applaud him for doing that at a young age. Hey, if you want a story with that'll pull on your heartstring, Chad Ramey yesterday, you talk about guys, he was the first day leader, 9 under yesterday, Alex, and had a triple bogey on 17. He's still in the top 10. He's at 5 under. There's a guy. Let's see how he responds today after falling apart yesterday, because, God, that's just hard to watch. And like John said, that could be Adam Svensson today. I mean, the old sphincter could tighten up, and it certainly did for Chad Ramey. And, John, you got to admit, those shots, they weren't bad shots. Either one of them landed on the green, but didn't have enough height, according to the experts. And they both rolled off almost in the exact same spot.
Well, you know, if you're looking at links golf, which links golf means that golf is played on the water, but even though it's not played on the water, that golf course is less than a mile from the Atlantic Ocean, so it's very close, so it's very windy out there.
Oh, yeah, I can attest to that.
25 yards, even though it's surrounded by water, even though it's a big green, you really, links golf courses don't design golf holes like that because of the wind. And even if you watch the broadcast on NBC, they actually have graphics of the wind patterns that come in over the surrounding hospitality tents around that green. And then the wind patterns are totally different down below the hospitality tents. So anything can happen to your ball when you hit it. You get the upper wind currents, the ball's coming down, it catches the lower wind currents. So it's just madness out there. And sometimes these short pros get a little too greedy. And if you see them on Sunday where they tuck that pin on the right-hand side and they hit it close, it's an accident. They weren't trying to do that.
Well, Alex, I have one request.
All right.
You got to get the old man a hat, swag. I'll pay handling and delivery charges, too.
Not a problem. Do you have a color preference?
No, I'll leave it up to you. You have great taste. I've seen your apparel, your swag. I know what color I don't want. Penn State Nittany Lion colors.
That's just because you're jealous.
Actually, I like those colors.
Went down early in the Big Ten tournament. And they're trending the wrong way in the March, and now the Penn State Nittany Lions are hot.
All right, young man. Have a great time. This was enjoyable. I appreciate you doing this, taking some time. Enjoy your time. I'm going up to Valspar tomorrow. I might have you on this mic, and I'll call into you.
Absolutely. Glad I could talk. Got a great atmosphere. Can't wait to see some more golf, and thanks for the call. Talk to you soon, Mike.
All righty. He's Alex Reba. I tell you, John, he's just he's a breath of fresh air, one of those young guys that he'd be superb on any mic in any format. But he wants to make real money, and he's a financial analyst.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm really impressed with you groveling for swag on air. Hold that now he's going to have to go in that golf shop and spend $55 on a hat. So good job there. You know, we do have an expression on the Tee Florida radio. It's not if it's free, it's for me. If it's free, give us three.
We got to take a break on that note. You don't have to expose that was, this is a tough day for me now. You're exposing that and that I didn't actually have a 460-yard drive. I'm claiming that for quite some time, as I did that I went 18 around Torrey Pines, but I never got out of the cart. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah! When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back to On the Tee Florida on a spectacular March 11th, 2023. Live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And it's a, I'll tell you, it's a damn good thing I've been promoting Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, Sea Dogs, Don Rager, because guess who just stopped by and said hello, and he might come back here in just a moment. The owner, the founder, the man behind all of that, Fred Forsley. All of a sudden, he just started walking up. I thought he was on the West Coast and smiled and sat down.
Well, that's fantastic. We certainly appreciate their partnership in our radio show, and you know, this is one of the kind of sponsors out there that our listeners, who most of them are golfers, and even the ones that aren't, certainly would enjoy their venue over there at Sea Dog Treasure Island. And I was the recipient and much appreciative of some Ice Pick Vodka at the NFL Alumni Super Bowl Golf Tournament. I can tell you that gluten-free and distilled right here in Florida, wonderful taste, awesome. So let's just keep that up, Mike.
We definitely will keep it up. We're expanding it, my man. A lot of cool things around the corner. Hey, before you dive into your topic for the day, here's a topic, and here's a question you may get. What sports athlete, world famous sports athlete, has been on the cover of the New York Post twice this week?
Well, that's an easy one if you can go to a mirror and you can blow air out of your mouth and create a fog on the mirror. Anybody knows that Tiger Woods.
God, talk about salacious coverage. And I love the New York Post for its sports page, best sports page in America. But 2 days in a row, I pick it up, and there's El Tigre and his little personal debacle again. They like to put him out in the forefront when they think he goes sideways. It blows me away.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that, that's out there. It is public knowledge. The information that was posted is not innuendo as far as, like rumors for this, that, and the other. So, you know, the charges, and I say charges, the lawsuit that against him is documented, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% true either. So it's a shame. A lot of money at stake, obviously, and hate to see his personal life like that because, he was with that gal for 6 years, and I thought that worked out for the long term, but things just don't work out sometimes. And so hopefully he'll be back on the news, getting ready to play in the Masters coming up.
Exactly. I won't even go there. I was gonna make a comment that your wife Karen would probably not appreciate it, and my girlfriend, just on his choice there.
It's funny you say that because the lovely Miss Karen is actually my driver today.
Tell her I said hello, and to forgive me for anything offensive that ever comes out of my pie hole. I'm just an old man from Northwest Iowa.
Well, I wanted to give you a heads up because she actually is listening to the show today. She has no other choice, and but she appreciates your unique sense of humor, Mike, and look forward to seeing you again the next time. That's for sure.
All right, so where are you guys headed? To Gainesville?
Well, what's happening here is as we're preparing for our annual spring cruise, we're looking forward to being on this Wonder of the Sea ship. And one of the fascinating things about what we do out there is we not only take a cruise, but we have the Wonders of the Sea Golf Invitational coming up. And so for listeners out there, you know, who follow the John Rager Report, and we call it the On the Tee Florida John Rager Report. So every day I try to post something relevant that you want to read and have interest to. So I try to post a link to an interesting story. So we cover golf, we cover travel, cover lifestyle, and it's posted on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And some of these things, some of these subjects maybe you know all about, but some of the subjects are unique. It might be the PGA Tour event coming up. Well, this week, you're going to have, if we do have Wi-Fi access, so we're going to have a little golf tournament on board. We're going to have an invitational out there. There's a special trophy to give away. Last year, Wild Bill's son won it. And so we have actually an awards dinner for that. And now it's on the deck of the ship, so it's not exactly as tricky as TPC Sawgrass, but it is something that everybody can participate. But we're looking forward to the second annual. It's the Wonder of the Seas second annual invitational, so we're looking forward to that. So we're making preparations right now. We've got a special trophy. We're actually whittling it as we go. I got a knife out, and I'm whittling this trophy. And we'll have a picture on it on the John Rager Golf Report this week. So
okay, I got to step in. You know, lovely Karen and whatever Wild Bill's wife's name, they're probably tired of golf. So you're actually taking it on to the cruise ship? I'm going on a cruise with Terry, my first actually, May 1st through the 5th. So I'm something comparable what you guys are doing. And if I brought a microphone or did my 2-minute sports update those 5 days, I'd probably be one of those missing persons that somehow was gazing at the sunset and fell off the deck.
Well, that's true. So I think what we'll do is we'll get an ankle bracelet for you so we can track you in case you fall off. We'll notify the Coast Guard.
Hey, don't say ankle bracelet to me, buddy. No, I tell you, that's interesting. You're going to have a little golf tournament on the cruise ship. Well, bravo. It's in your blood. I know that.
Well, you know, Mike, we had the great opportunity throughout the years, Karen and I.
We got about a minute.
About a minute. Well, let me just go ahead and wrap this up then. So just, again, everybody listening out there, if you visit onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to sign up for drawings. We had several people sign up this week. So what we'll do, we get back from this cruise 2 weeks from now, we'll go ahead and have a free drawing for some swag, maybe a Yank and Crank hat or some other great items from our sponsors out there. So just look for the On the Tee Florida John Rager Golf Report, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. OnTheTeeFloridaGolf.com. You can check out all of our sponsors and everything we're doing and the fun we're having.
I wonder if I'll have to ask Fred Forsley, can we drop ship Shipyard Vodka to our audience?
Well, that's a surprise. I think we're going to have a person down at Berg's there or at the Sea Dog Brewery. We're going to have to, when we have our road show and we go on location to do things. Because who knows? Maybe the winner will share a couple shots with us.
All right, my man. Well, yeah, you and Karen have a great day in your cruise prep, and I'll talk to you this week before you guys actually venture out, and another great show in the books. For John Rager, Kerry McNally, from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard, Joe Berdreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And as always, God bless you, God bless America, and keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.